All right, everybody can sing. Pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word, the light of my heart, the light of my soul.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag,
to the Savior whose name is saints, one Savior crucified, risen and coming again, with our eyes open to all people. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, folks, I talked to Ben before I come to church. Randy Hospice is supposed to be coming in for him tomorrow, and he's still in the hospital. But pray for Ben. Joseph's already here, and Keith's coming in, so just, you know, pray for him. Prayer list. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Schrantz, Gladys Key, the Children's Home in India, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Margaret, Dorothy Love, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Llewellyn family, Amber, Kayla, Anna, Abby, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill Gisby, Devin Pothue, Jimmy Walker, Tudor, Morgan Little, Rosa Love, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claw, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Seigman, Kim Seigman, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy McCoy, Randy Longman, Sherry's sister and dad, Barry Brown, Scott, or excuse me, Scotty, Ken Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Hensley, Bill and Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Preacher Dwayne Longman, Mike Gable, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allen, Billy Canuck, family at daycare.
At daycare?
Yeah, it's a certain family at daycare that need prayer.
A day program?
It's
a family. You just need to pray for a family. God knows.
Their kids go to the daycare and the family needs prayer. Okay. Anybody got anything to...
You think they are Billy. He's family.
Who?
Billy. Billy. Out.
Okay. Oh, Charles Bentley died.
What age?
He was probably in his 70s or 80s.
Okay.
He used to be a neighbor of mine and Christian Rose's.
150?
Nah, he wasn't that old. He was in his 80s, or I'd say 80s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
77, 78, something like that.
Yeah, let's pray for Had. He's up in the mountains. He's on Jonas Ridge up there. He's gone to a camp meeting up there, but he's helping some friends of his up there get some trees off their house while he's up there. So
okay.
Just pray for him.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you for his blessing. And thank everybody for praying for me because the Lord just, he keeps his death and things look better and be better. And because I got that before about my legs, and they said they were great. So, thank you.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you, the Lord, for all his blessings. And thank you, the Lord, my God, for his Christy. Because I've been praying and praying for her. And I know the Lord and his time. I never know the day that he could fix it.
Amen.
But it should be his time.
Yeah.
And thanks God, he fixed her. Everything is coming better and better. Week, you know. I thank him for me too every day.
Amen.
For taking care of me every day, for just keeping me going. You know, thank you for my church, for my pastor, for the people that come over here. They have a desire in their heart for being here. Because I can pray at home, you know, but I'm never the same for not being here.
Amen.
I want to be here every time I can. When I'm not here, I'm missing being here.
Amen.
And I pray for the Lord always keeping me with this desire that I have to be here. Just pray for me.
Amen.
What else? Anything that I have in my heart?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. And I just want to make, and I would like to ask my mom to find out who I have to prove to, that I am capable of driving. Because if I don't, if my mom doesn't find out who I have to prove and able to be capable of driving, I will never know. And I will never know when I'm going to have a breakthrough. And I want to go to Japan and go to university after my second year, third year, and fourth and last year. I will, and also I want to go to a university in Japan so I can prove to the judge, the state, and the governor, Governor, that I'm capable of living on my own.
Okay.
And the good news is, I get to practice before performance.
Very good.
On stage.
Very good. You're going to do just fine.
Yep. And we'll pray.
Okay.
I got confidence in you.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. Come and pray, and then we'll sing a couple songs. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would just bless and touch each one that's here. We pray for the ones that are gone. God, we want to really call out in the name of Randy Winstead to you tonight, Lord. God, we just pray, Lord, that you'd bless him, Lord, that you'd help him. Lord, we pray for his wonderful wife, Lord, that you would just bless her and help her and them boys. Lord, they're going to go through some things here in a few days. Lord, it's going to be hard for them. But Lord, we just pray, God, that you would give them grace and mercy. And Lord, we pray for Brother Haddis. He's up there in the mountains working, going to church up there every night. Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd just get filled up there to this week, Lord, and you'll just come back and bring some of that to us. And Jesus, we just pray for each and every one of the names that's on this list. We want to thank you for the ones that you have touched. And Lord, we want to thank you for the ones that haven't been touched yet that we know you're going to. And Lord, we just pray, God, for this election that's going on. We just pray that you put the right people in the right places and remove the ones that need to be took out. And Lord, we just pray, God, for this nation. Lord, that you would help it heal from this sin, sickness that it's got. Lord, that it turn back to you. And Lord, we just thank you again for all that you've done. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd help us tonight as we stand. In Jesus' name, we humbly pray. Amen.
Yeah.
money against the Lord for saving me and for being here in his house tonight.
Amen.
Need the healing kings in flow.
to trust in Jesus. Jephron, sing and sell to thee. Jephron, Jesus, simply take life and breath and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove and obey all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior fiel. And I know that that I with me will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove and obey all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. If anything am bad, Jesus pain and vanity, I'm pride, caring no my Lord was crucified, knowing no he was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon that multiplicum. For me, them abundance of liberty, I cover me. By God's word, the last my sin, I learned, then I trembled all the love I spend. See my guilty soul implore and turn to
Kings chapter 3.
Kings chapter 3. So this ain't the right one.
it'll have to end. Yeah, that's Jeremy's Bible, I think. Okay, 1 Kings chapter 3. I can't remember what verse. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to get up there. Yeah, we're going to start out in verse number 11. 1 Kings 3:11. All right. Let me stand on pray. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we pray for the reading of the Word. Just pray, God, that you help us tonight as we stand and break the bread of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we've been talking about Solomon here in his dream. God asked him a question. He said, I could give you anything, what it be. He said he wanted an understanding heart to where he could judge his people and, you know, to be able to discern between good and bad and, you know, to judge his people fairly.
Yep.
So we find in verse number 11, it says, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and has not asked for thyself long life, neither has thou asked riches for thyself, nor has asked for the life of thy enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Now, you know, God hears, you know, saying to him, because you have, you put your people before yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't ask for riches. You know, you stop. That God could, you know, God asked you what he wanted.
Yeah.
He could have asked for riches. He could have asked for long life.
Yes.
He could have, you know, he could have asked for the life of his enemies.
Yeah.
But what did he ask for? Wisdom. He wanted to have wisdom. And church, this morning, tonight, that's what we need more than any other thing. Christians need wisdom.
Yes.
And you know, I've been asking God for wisdom. Because, you know, I want to be able to help people and make a difference in their lives. And in verse number 12, he says, behold, I have done according to thy words. Look, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. Now, Solomon's got that.
Yeah.
He asked for it, and God gave it to him. So that thou, there is none like thee, before thee, neither after thee shall any wise like unto thee. In other words, you're going to be the wisest person there ever is or was.
Yep.
There's going to be none wiser than you. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. Now ain't that good, God? Now look at this. Both riches and honor, so thou shalt not be any among the king like unto thee in all these days. And if thou... Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Now, look what God has given. He's giving him exactly what he asked for. And God has went above and beyond and gave him more than what he asked for.
Yes.
Solomon would have been just happy with an understanding heart and to be able to judge good from bad.
Yeah.
He would have been happy with that. But God, because Solomon was unselfish with the request that God had put upon him, what do you want? That God gave him some things that he didn't ask for. Riches. And honor. So that, there ain't no other king like him in all the days. Solomon was he was the most wisest king to ever rule over the Jews. There's none wiser. Not even his own daddy David. Now God goes on to say, and if thou wilt walk in my ways and to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. He's even going to give you long life. But there's conditions with it. You got to walk with me. Folks, the reason sometimes Christians don't have long lives is because they're not walking with God. Sometimes, not always. And sometimes, you find people who are mean and evil, they'll live to be over 100 years old. You think, God bless them? God might be just giving them a chance to get right. But all the things here that Solomon asked for, he received, plus more. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You cannot outgive God.
No.
You cannot outserve God.
No.
He's always going to give you more than you ever ask. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm seeing in my own life where the Lord has gave me more than I ever deserved.
Amen.
Me too.
Each one of those people that He has put in my life to heal, the blessings that they receive from God through me, God using me, is so great.
Amen.
That, it's sometimes I just wonder why God uses me. Because I'm so little. I'm not an educated man. I can barely read. But God has blessed me in so many different ways that it's unreal. I just can't thank Him enough for what He's done.
Amen.
And I pray that He does give me that. When I'm with someone and they're having a limb, they're having a bad day, I pray that I'm able to be that one that God uses to make their day better. Amen.
Amen.
And Solomon woke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant and the Lord, and offered up a burnt offering and offered a peace offering and made a feast unto all his servants. Folks, this was more than just a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Solomon lay down one night to go to sleep. And he woke up a wiser man.
Yes.
A richer man.
Yes.
A better man.
Yes.
You know, I kneeled down in an old prayer room.
Amen.
Kneeled there and prayed and asked God to save my old wretched soul. And I got up a better man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I got up wiser.
Amen.
And better than I was when I kneeled down.
Amen.
And I'm glad tonight that the Lord has seen fit to use me all these years for His glory and His honor.
Amen.
And to take and use me in ways that I never thought that I could ever, ever do.
Amen.
Amen. Solomon here with all his glory laid down, not too smart, not too wise, but he woke up with an understanding heart.
Yep.
And had discernment over right and wrong.
Amen.
Amen. And was able to judge. And that's what we're going to go to Sunday in verse number 16. We're going to see the wisdom that God gave to Solomon.
Amen.
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 Now I'm gonna stop right there. I know it's, you know, it's not time for church to be over, but that is as far as the Lord wants me to go tonight, and I ain't gonna go any further. So we just pray that the Lord will bless this and touch it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that you will see. I want, church, I want you to see that no matter what kind of shape you're in, God can use you.
Yeah, amen.
Now, I'm talking about, you know, your physical health or whatever. God can always use you.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, stick by Him.
Yeah.
Glory to God. All right. Oh, Heavenly, gracious Father, we thank You tonight, Lord, for Your many blessings. Again, Lord, we just pray that You put this to our hearts, Lord, that You would make us better Christians. Lord, we need a world of Christians that can distinguish between right and wrong. We need a world of Christians, Lord, that has an understanding heart. Lord, we pray this morning, tonight, that You give us that. That this church will be a church with understanding and a knowledge of right and wrong. Lord, we just thank You for all Your blessings. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen.